Harper Audio presents Goodbye, Sweet Girl, A Story of Domestic Violence and Survival by Kelly Sundberg, read by Andy Arndt. First thing we should do, if we ever meet again, is make a cage of our bodies where we can place whatever still shines. Nick Flynn, Forgetting Something. Prologue. In a town built on a hill, in a state full of sawed-off mountains where muddy roads curved along polluted streams, metal deposits in the water gleamed like steely rainbows, and the muted sunlight filtered through shadowy trees, lived an archivist. His was a job of remembrance. Mine was a job of forgetting. On his phone, my husband, Caleb, the archivist, had a collection of self-portraits. Each looked the same, with only variations in his clothing, his facial hair, or the background. In one of the portraits, he stood in front of our bookshelf in a plaid collared shirt, unrelenting eyes staring firmly into the camera, and his long but neatly trimmed beard masking a frown. In another, he sat on the couch in front of the living room window. He wore a blue hooded sweatshirt this time, and his face was clean-shaven, but the expression was the same, unrelenting, impenetrable. At night, as we cuddled on the couch, my head on his shoulder, a blanket draped over our legs, he would scroll through the dozens of photos. "Why do you take all of these?" I teased him. "I'm pretending they're my author photo," he said. "I want to look serious." This behavior seemed strange to me, but he often had inexplicable behaviors. I laughed, grabbed the phone, scrolled through the lot.